Another day at the ballpark. It's the coach taking you behind the scenes with Tyler Green, White Sox infielder, letting you know what it's like being in the big league.
How we doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
Just fine.
All right.
All right, we're going to introduce our Chicago audience to you. So let's start off by letting them know where you're from.
From Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So it's a little bit of
down there in the heat. Chilling.
Yeah, man.
Chicago weather.
It's April weather. Ain't that too fun?
So let them know where you went to high school at.
I went to St. Thomas Aquinas. It's down in Fort Lauderdale. It was a great. It was a great school. They had a really good athletic program down there, so I was able to, have a lot of good coaches and role models when I was growing up.
Were you any good on the baseball field?
I survived. Survived.
You survived. Huh? What position did you play at high school?
Shortstop.
Shortstop.
Sure. So I actually. Earlier on, I played some outfield. We had some good players, some good older players. So I had to play the outfield early on, and then my junior and senior year got over to shortstop.
What about college ball?
College, went to Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
Okay.
And played 3 years there at shortstop, and we were able to win a couple of ACC championships. And so it was a good time.
So you must have really been the man. You going to school in Florida, get to go to Georgia Tech. That's one of the baseball powerhouses.
Yeah, no, I've been very fortunate. So just just been working hard, trying to get better every day.
So what round were you drafted in?
I was first round back in 2005.
Okay, first round. So that means you was in that got paid round.
A little bit, not like the big boys, but I was able to with the St. Louis Cardinals, mm-hmm. came up through their system, and got called up in 2009, mm-hmm. and was back and forth for a couple of years. Was up in the big leagues all year last year. Mm-hmm. Got traded over to Houston towards the end of the season, and finished out the season with them.
It's every kid dream to play Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You went to high school. Well, I should say you played high school, played college ball, first round draft pick. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's great. Like I said, I just feel very fortunate. I feel like I have a good, work ethic and very focused and determined on what I'm trying to do. And that keeps you in a straight path, mm-hmm. and keeps you on the line.
So when did you get that urge to know you wanted to play big league baseball?
Since I was a little kid. I mean, I know that's a standard answer, but since I was a little kid, I watched I watched baseball every night when I was a kid growing up, and just really, really enjoyed the game.
So when I was scouting, I would always tell kids, no matter how much talent you have, somebody got to know you out there to be drafted. So what did you do to put your name on the maps with the scouts?
just try to play hard, play the game the right way. Not too much showboating and mm-hmm. stuff like that, but just, really, I think the big leagues that I like to watch were very humble players and, really played hard-nosed and, always hustled, and they were just, very hard-working people.
And I've always told kids that you had to have quick hands, quick feet to play shortstop. So, I mean, you got a little hose on you or what?
I can run it a little bit.
You can run it a little bit. What's your 60 time? Back then.
Oh, man, we haven't been timed out a long time.
You've been in the big league so long.
I don't worry about that stuff anymore. No, I think like 6'5", 6'6".
And you was able to fire it across that field, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was blessed with the ability and the tools, and was really, really just focused on trying to fine tune everything.
So I mean, a few years back, you were sitting like most kids playing high school, college ball, watching ESPN and seeing the stars of the game. So how does it feel when you walk out on the field and see the Jeters, the A-Rods, and the Canerkos and Adam Dunn? How does that feel?
I mean, you try to be normal about it, but you still get starstruck, and you kind of, you take yourself back. You're like, wait, man, I was just watching these guys like as a kid. Now I'm here in the same locker room, same dugout with them, mm-hmm. and it's been it's been great. I've been fortunate to be able to have some really big name teammates, especially over here in Chicago and when I was with St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So I just been just jaw dropped and just trying to soak in as much as I could.
And you know, when I coached college ball, a whole lot of comical stuff went on the team. We say what happens on the team stays on the team. And for those of you out there in TV land, it's just comical, laughing and silly stuff, that just team stuff. I mean, when you look at these guys, or I should say being in the big leagues, you're kind of amazed to see some of the same character stuff that went on in high school and college going in the big leagues.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep it fun. You got to have fun in everything. And, you know, it's especially at this level, everybody, you know, has that drive and that focus. You know, when the lights turn on and you get in between the lines, they're all ready to go. And, you know, that time before all your preparation stuff, you learn how to get your work in, but you also learn how to have fun with it. And I think that's a big key for a successful team is understanding how to have some fun.
So let's talk about last night. You got out there and hit your first major league home run with the White Sox.
With the White Sox, yeah, it was great. I mean, just to be in that position and able to come through like that, I was pumped. I had a little little bit of emotions. You know, I was all jacked up running around first, and I was like, oh, wait a second, he didn't catch that, did he? Because I know he got close to it, and I played against Fold a bunch in the minors and stuff, and, you know, so I was going up and down there with the emotion, like, oh, no, yes, no. But, you know, I was fortunate to be high enough where he couldn't reach it.
So, I mean, you know, you're in the big leagues now. I mean, how long you plan on staying up here?
As long as I can. I don't ever want to leave, that's for sure.
And, I mean, you know, when you walk around, I mean, do you pinch yourself sometimes? I'm actually here.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. It's surreal up here. And, you know, but it's also, you know, what you're doing. You've done something that deserves to be up here. And you can't ever forget that. And, you know, so you always have to, you're humble about it, but you also deep down believe and you have the confidence that you're supposed to be here.
They still call you rookie?
Nah, man, I'm a rookie here with this team, but I've been around for a couple of years. So.
Okay, so you don't get rookie treatment.
No.
All right, so second to last question. For our Facebook and Twitter nation out there, we got to let all the ladies know. Are you an eligible bachelor in Chicago?
I am a bachelor. So.
So y'all better pack out the houses here. When you walked in that locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up, what was that feeling like?
I mean, it's surreal. It's every kid's dream come true. And, you know, you try not to take it for granted. And, you just try to enjoy every second of it and do the best you can.
Did you cry?
No. What's a grown man in there, man? It can't be. You lose some
inside, baby.
You lose some manhood right there. Some man. So, just kept all the emotions inside. And then, you know, when you go home, you kind of.
You let it loose.
You kind of think about it then.
Coach, taking all you youngsters behind the scenes with the man, Tyler Green. All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, man.